From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. The Albany City and New York State Police are preparing for possible armed protests this week leading up to the presidential inauguration. An FBI internal bulletin dated January 10th warned that protests were possible at all 50 state houses and in Washington, D.C., according to two law enforcement officials who read details of the memo to the Associated Press. The officials said investigators believe some of the people are members of extremist groups. State Police spokesman Bo Duffing said the agency is aware of reports regarding possible protests ahead of the inauguration and is in touch with federal law enforcement. Duffy said in a statement, and I quote, "Given recent events in Washington and across the country, the New York State Police has, out of an abundance of caution, taken steps to harden security in and around the state capitol in Albany. These restrictions are in place until further notice," end quote. On January 6, a double stabbing took place outside the state capitol when suspected Antifa supporters clashed with members of the right-wing Proud Boys during a pro-Trump rally in Albany as the state legislature opened its first session. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan's office said the city police department is working with state and federal enforcement to monitor threats of violence, and residents are urged to sign up for the department's nightly alerts for updates. After the violent siege of the U.S. Capitol last week, concrete barriers were placed around the state capitol in Albany to block off vehicle traffic. Mark Pitzcavage, a senior research fellow at the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism, said authorities in state capitals and other major cities besides Washington should prepare for the possibility of violent protests in the coming week. Posts on social media have promoted a Million Militia March on January 20th, Inauguration Day. Pitkovich said the event, apparently organized by a promoter of the pro-Trump QAnon conspiracy theory, appears unlikely to draw a massive crowd. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. New York State Senator Daphne Jordan, January 12th, announced her committee appointments for the 2021 legislative session. Jordan was once again named the ranking Republican member on the Senate Racing, Gaming, and Wagering Committee. In addition, Senator Jordan was named the ranking Republican member on the Senate Libraries Committee, the Senate State Native American Relations Committee, and the Senate Women's Issues Committee, respectively. She will also continue serving on the Senate Agricultural Committee, the Senate Veterans Homeland Security and Military Affairs Committee, and begin serving on the Senate Procurements and Contracts Committee. Additionally, Jordan remains a member of the Senate Legislative Women's Caucus. Jordan said in a statement, and I quote, "Between the COVID-19 pandemic, continued economic downturn that's hurt countless small businesses, families, and local communities, and the state's multi-billion dollar budget shortfall, there's no shortage of challenges facing us. We need to meet and solve these critical challenges on behalf of the hardworking New Yorkers we are honored to serve and represent," end quote. The second-term Half Moon Republican represents the 43rd Senate District, which includes all of Columbia County and portions of Rensselaer, Washington, and Saratoga counties. And you can read more at nysenate.gov. Mid-Hudson News is reporting U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney standing at Plum Point facing the Hudson River January 11th touted federal legislation approved in the recent defense bill that would ban oil barge anchorages on the river between Kingston and Yonkers. He said, and I quote, "This will for all time protect this beautiful stretch of the river from the dozens of oil barge anchorages that had been planned just a few years ago. The federal legislation, which is now the law of the land, will permanently ban that from happening. My kids, your grandkids will never look out on this stretch of river and see a parking lot for oil barges. I am very proud of that," end quote. Maloney shared his achievement with others, including Steve Newhouse, the Orange County executive, who said the ban helps foster more recreational and economic activity aimed at tourism and the quality of life of local residents. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.